Oh my God,
I swear
people!
To God, like we're trying to use the technology in here, and that's the. And then when I say technology, I know a lot of people think, well, yes, radio, very skilled and all. I have to say, when it comes to that end of the stuff, Jim is all over it. Like he's like Beethoven playing the piano. I'm still like a rat that got trapped in the back of an organ. But like try to use an iPhone. And you want to see the drama of us setting up the iPhone for this video? It's actually,
one of these days we should set up a. Actually, I was going to say we should set up another iPhone to watch us setting up the iPhone. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
We'd end up in some ridiculous vicious circle.
Some weird loop. Like, what was that name, that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio in it? Oh.
Inception.
Yes, it was like Inception. That's what we are. I was going to say Total Recall. Oh, for fuck's sake. This is it. Everything's a spiral, isn't it?
The weirdest thing about it is, right, that's where you start feeling your age, right? It's like everything that is related to kind of iPhone stuff and all the benefits of it, right? Like all social media stuff, texting, WhatsApping, you know, photographs, videos, selfies, everything about it, right?
Yeah.
You see kids doing it. Or whatever, and it's in an instant. Like, you're always slagging me about how long it takes me to do a tweet.
I know, you want to see Jim looking at it. It's like, he's the equivalent of, you know, the elder to put the glasses on the end of his nose. He's like that. Hell, no, hold on a minute.
Because I'm so paranoid.
Yeah, you're literally only allowed to text a fucking sentence. How is this taking so long?
I get so paranoid about everything being, now, as I spelled that right, and it's, I forgot to put the picture in, did I? Oh, no, wait.
Yeah.
It's got an emoji there now, or will I put an exclamation mark?
Where it says attachment, does that mean how emotionally attached I am? Like, no, none of that matters. Just send the fucking tweet.
You do a tweet or an Insta post or something, and it's like, blah, 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 and it's done.
And it's gone.
Whereas I'm like, oh God, did you see that? Did you see that truck there? It was called something funny. Hang on, like, I must do a thing about that.
But you're mad as a brush. You go, Jim sends a tweet, right? And he sits here for about 10 minutes going, oh God knows what I'm about to say. I'm after offending someone there. I'm about to bring up some sort of fucking blind rights or something. I'm after doing something. And then
there'll be some lad who drives a red truck somewhere be disgusted with me now. He'll probably troll me because of that.
Yeah, they're going, you red truckers too, don't forget about us and all. And then you go read back through all of the replies you get, hoping that maybe 300 people say, yeah, dad, write that, and one fucker go, shut the fuck up. I mean, go take a shite in your tights. You'd be like, I don't even wear tights. Whereas I say I don't even read back at them. I don't want to hear what you have to say because I don't want to let that in.
Or one fella give me a finger or whatever. PJ has this huge social media following, right? And the weird thing about it is, like, so you put up a tweet, like, and it's not just me, to be fair, right? There's other people, not just here, everywhere, right? They put up a tweet and they might put out something there, you know, and it might be meaningful, or they might be trying to say something, and, you know, and you might see that they, you know, maybe they got, I don't know, 10 or 15 sort of likes or, you know, general acknowledgements of, they put this tweet out. PJ puts up a picture of a dog or something and it gets like 5,000 likes.
Got dogs, everybody loves a dog. A dog's the only thing you can't complain
about.
You
haven't absolutely cracked.
Everybody loves a dog.
There's lads out there trying to, you know, it's very important that these are the issues that face us. And there'd be one other lad, give him a like there. There's literally nobody's even acknowledged
poor
that.
Fella. Yeah. Everyone's calling him a bollocks. Like, they're all calling him names.
You put up a picture of a, I don't know.
I did it this week. My sister got a new dog from Dogs Trust. I put up the picture. My God. I had to turn off the phone alerts because people love dogs.
It's mad.
But then I also put up stupid shit. I put on one long sentence. Like a sentence you could never put up because I spelt all the words wrong and I forgot all the punctuation.
Oh, that would I have the touch of the OCD about that.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I'd be paranoid. You know the way I'm always giving out about myself, right? But that's that thing. I would, if I put a tweet out and I got the you know, the whole, the classic one is you know what I mean? All that stuff. If I put that out wrong, I'd be literally,
would you?
I'd be nearly sitting there waiting to be, you know, to get trolled on it.
I remember, like, people would correct me on stuff and they'd say, like, and I just said, when I used to answer people, I would just put them like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? It's fucking disgraceful. That's Twitter. Fucking disgraceful. If you can't read, you shouldn't be even trying to write. You know, everybody knows what I'm trying to say. I don't give a shite. And the best thing is when somebody applies to you and they get it wrong. Yeah. I used to love that. Stephen Fry used to do that in the early days. So someone would correct Stephen Fry's language. Imagine being obnoxious to the point. You would correct Stephen Fry's language. That's like going to Shakespeare. Come here. Your last one was better. Like, it's fucking, you're out of your
mind. And to be honest with you, you're putting your head in the lion's mouth if you're going to try and go toe-to-toe with Stephen Fry. Oh, my God, that man's language. He could turn you inside out.
Turn you inside out. Yeah. And so, of course, he would just correct their tweets. He'd go back to their tweets and correct loads of them.
Yeah.
Or he'd, like, you know, say, your phrasing doesn't work in the current vernacular of English due to the fact that you've started this sentence with a verb. And, like, you'd be like, ah, here, you're having a hope.
You poke the line there now.
Down the pub that goes, well, no, he used to box a bit in my day. I think twice and now in his day, I think we'd have a go against him. You haven't a clue. He'd maul you. Yeah. He'd maul you. Like, you haven't a chance. But I suppose that sort of trolling, I think, is always... See, something I kind of like the fact that without even trying, you've got under some knob skin. I love that, you know, that there's some knob somewhere that's upset by something you didn't even try to upset them with.
Like,
that I've said, you know, that... hope you are well, and I've put four L's at the end of well by accident.
Yeah.
And someone goes, well I was well until I saw your atrocious fucking spelling, you imbecilic moron. And you're like, okay, and that kind of cheers me up a bit. I did nothing to you. This is nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I suppose when it's that far, you kind of go, okay, that's nothing to do with me. He's after buying an ice cream and a seagull is after shiting in it or something. Like, and now he's in a bad mood for the day. This has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
my thing with social media. I don't like it. I don't like it either anymore,
to be honest.
It always feels like... I tell you what I feel like. It's like if you're going outside of your safety... fucking zone or something, right? It's like there's a demilitarized zone, or not a demilitarized zone. It's like there's a, you know, the
Wild West.
Yeah,
it's, wild
it's like that
here.
Bit between when, you know, that bit between when two warring factions, and it's like the bit in the middle where one's in a load of ditches over there, one's in a load of ditches
Belgium.
Over there. And if you go out into it, you're going out into it wondering where the shot's going to come from.
Pew!
That's what social media is like.
Bollocks. Yeah,
it's mad. Every time I put a tweet out or an Instagram thing, you're nearly waiting for the shot to be fired.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter what you were saying. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
You literally, you're putting your head up to have a look to see, is it safe to go out?
Oh, it's like
you step out and then suddenly it's like, Jesus!
It's like fucking Sarajevo in 1993. I'm going to go to the shops now. They have a little trolley and all. A fucking sniper. Try, you bastard.
That's what social media is.
I was trying to mind my own business. It is. Oh, it definitely is. Yeah. Well, Twitter is like that. Facebook is the opposite. It's an echo chamber, isn't it? So you go onto Facebook and you go, I think that Micheál Martin is an alien who brought COVID in, and it's a Jewish conspiracy, and you'll find 4 million fuckers that go, I can't. Finally, somebody said it. Finally.
Oh, no, the weird thing about
Twitter
Facebook, the thing that used to put me on Facebook was that it became like families and everything were, you know, and people were like, they were communicating on it like they were literally speaking to you, standing beside you.
Oh, I know.
And it was like, don't be putting that stuff out there. It's nothing to do with anybody else or what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the other thing is Facebook's gone a bit funny because of these forums. You know the way we're always talking about these forums?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So where once upon a time Facebook was a load of fucking weird, I don't know, pictures of people's cats and all, or whatever, and, you know, look at me kid. Oh, gosh, isn't he everything? And all that shite, right? Now it's like somebody going, it's the forums have taken over.
Yeah,
and
it's
all
these groups and
all that mad stuff.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
And having a go at, and I got a terrible take. Away from whoever.
It's the community.
And everybody bailing on. And I'll tell you something. Have you seen the graffiti outside of?
And it's always something
everywhere.
Blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
Like, you can be guaranteed. You see something on Facebook and it's like, I am outraged, right, for a start. You never know something. I'm outraged. I was in a very well-known sandwich shop I won't name, but it's red and white and it's on the corner and it's next door to this place. And they removed a woman who had a guide dog because they said no animals were allowed. And the woman says, I haven't eaten for 12 days and please, because I not come in with the dog. And they says, get out, you smelly, dirty bastard. You. And they threw her through the window then. She was thrown through the window and I was horrified and there was 25 people there to see it. And now there's no pictures or any evidence and nobody took it on Instagram, which is bizarre in this day and age. I think we were so horrified.
Yeah. Because,
and what it turns out is that's not the story at all.
Nothing even remotely like it.
It's not the story at all.
Yeah,
so it was an L
minor.
It
turns out that they were in the wrong shop and somebody was helping them out to where they wanted to go.
Yeah, or some elf wanted to bring in 6 greyhounds for a sandwich. And you're like, that's a, like that. You fucking lie. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Exactly.
It's never happened. Yeah. It's sometimes 6 greyhounds went, you couldn't throw us out of coffee. And she's like, I can't. I'm stuck here at the counter. Fuck off. Fuck you then. And it turned in to some ridiculous, overblown lie. Like a plain lie,
man,
about
it's just, it's, a,
and
it's so horrible.
Mortified. And then everyone adds on and all. Yeah. I heard this happened. Now, I wasn't there myself, but apparently not only that, they dragged her out the lane and set fire to her and the dog after it was over. Thankfully, she somehow survived. Yeah. But she's not on Facebook. Oh, how convenient. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. It's like Facebook, so it brings all that menace.
I mean, the only one,
Twitter,
to be fair,
just hates everything and everybody.
I mean, I suppose, like, the only other one, Instagram, I suppose, is probably the nicest of them.
Yeah, because
as it goes.
It's
I
mostly just pictures.
Yeah. I haven't really experienced or seen. Although, I haven't said that, of course. There was all the racist stuff that was going on about the footballers. Apparently, that was happening on Instagram. Which I was kind of surprised about.
Yeah, man, with Ian Wright and all. Was that Instagram?
Well, and recently there was like a lot of the United lads, a lot of Martial and
Zaidi
and all that sort of stuff. I'm surprised with the Instagram thing. You know, as you say, you kind of get the impression that Instagram is there for people to do their photographs of their whatever they're doing.
Yeah, like Instagram, I don't know. What I think don't get about Instagram is people get upset. But what's on Instagram? And they go to it all the, oh my God, I hate fitness and food. But then what? And then
what
I love
doing?
Fitness and food. That's why I'm there. I don't know how you can, like, it's like walking into a pub and going, all you sell is booze, is it? This is disgraceful. Can't even come in and sit
what
down.
What about the non-drinkers?
Yeah.
Well, have you considered going to a cafe?
We have a Coke. How much is that? More than a pint. Shame on you. It's like, what the fuck? Like, just go, get a 7 up in the petrol station.
Nobody ever assumes that they might be
the problem,
the odd one out in any situation.
Yeah, yeah. The
you
world
know what I mean? As you say,
yeah.
Like, you could walk into, like, you can probably get anything you want, more or less.
Except
if you
try. Always think you're the wrong, you're the exact opposite. You always think you're the problem. You could walk into your own surprise party and goes, fuck, I'm after getting in the way, am I?
Yeah, sorry, was there some... Oh, no, I've ruined it, have I?
Sorry, I'm after...
I'll go out and come in again.
I forgot my invitation. Fuck. We'll do it again. Oh, I wasn't nearly surprised enough. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I let you down.
I'm
sorry.
I'm letting you down. All the work he's went to. Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't believe you did this.
But you know what I mean? It is that, isn't it? Like, the pub's a classic example, or whatever. You know, that environment where it's like, you know, you're the one person that wants something.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely irate that it's not catered for.
Disgraceful.
Despite the fact that everybody else is perfectly happy, they're in the right spot for what they want.
Yeah.
They don't have what you want. But it's their problem and everybody else's problem.
Or the worst thing, some fucker that goes into these places and goes, it was absolutely disgraceful. I couldn't get what I want. I sat there for 2 hours. I couldn't get what I wanted. And the worst part is, they sell it right next door. I mean, so there's no way they can say they couldn't have got it. They literally could have ran next door and got it for me. Had that been the case, you're like, yeah. Do you know who else could have gone next door?
You!
You bastard, you. Yeah, and I guess some people are. I know. I suppose, like you, I walk into a place and I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. Like, you don't have. Or I'm in the hopper man for. I don't even read menus a lot of the time. I'll just decide before I look at a menu, right? I'll go, right, chicken, fish, beef, bottle of half of them, right?
Yeah.
And then I look at the menu and I narrow it down. So the first thing I see that suits, that's the one.
Right, I'll take it, yeah.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
And then they go, I don't have it. I'm like, I'll go to the second one on the list. What did they say? Fish, was it?
Yeah.
And they go, I'll have it. Perfect.
Yeah. As opposed to turning it into a kind of a, I beg your pardon.
You mean you didn't?
You what?
You didn't re-edit the menus this morning. I came in here, I've been looking forward to
it. No, it's literally, honestly, the last one was just, it was only in the last, literally in the last serving, the last 3 minutes, the last one went out. Oh. All right, but still, you let me read the menu like some idiot.
But then, but then you get fucking idiots like us too, who they could give us a shit and chips, and we'll sit there and eat it and go, I feel real sick after that. And then someone will come out, you know, like the follow us and go, you didn't eat the shit and chips, did you? That was supposed to go in the bin.
Oh, no, it was fine.
No, it's lovely. Actually, I Instagrammed a picture of it. Said it was delicious. It was delicious. The only place in Dublin you get is shit and chips. They don't even have it next door. Your man be there going, oh my God, we better call you an ambulance. Not at all, I feel great. Yeah. I'm just going to crawl home now. I'll be fine. I always crawl home after a shite and chips. Yeah, it's not a bother on me. Don't worry about me.
I think to be fair, Irish people are probably getting better at the complaining thing when it's legitimate.
Yeah,
like there was
yeah.
the time where it was like, I can't eat this. There's blood running out of this. I can't eat it.
Yeah.
How's your food? Fabulous.
Absolutely
fabulous.
Gorgeous.
Love it. Yeah. Great. Thank you very much indeed. Yeah.
And then you stick it into the plant.
I think that bit's gone. I think we're better like that. We're a bit more sort of like, you know, well, actually, just to be honest with you, just while you mention it.
Just while you're here, while I have you, But now what a lot of people do, apparently restaurants complain about, is they do the whole, that is wonderful, absolutely. And then they go onto the online.
TripAdvisor or something, and rip them apart.
Simply the most disgusting slice of beef. It felt like it came off, you know. Off his shoe. Like he kicked a greyhound up the arse and rubbed it along my rasher. That's why I was the most disgusting. And then they're going, why did you say it to me?
Yeah.
I could have helped you. Yeah. I have no problem. I would have given you. I actually, turns out that was me rasher shoe that I used. Like, yeah. I didn't, it was an accident.
Although the weird thing about it is I know a couple of people who have run... you know, restaurants and whatever else, right?
Yeah.
And now on a smaller scale or whatever, like, and the amount of times apparently that you get people, now, okay, they're very specific people, right? And they kind of, they end up getting a rep because they come back even though they complain. Do you know those kind of people?
Yeah,
and basically it's like, and they'll clear a plate and then you'd say, everything okay? Well, I thought that the beef was dreadfully underdone and, the veg, I mean, God, how I got my teeth through them, I don't know. But the fucking plate's clear.
Nothing left.
There's nothing left.
Nothing left, yeah.
Or they'll walk up.
And they'll
up,
be back next week.
Yeah, and they'll walk up to pay and or whatever, and you'll go, everything okay? It was all good? And, well, to be honest with you, I think it's dreadful to be asked to pay for that. But you never said anything. You never sent it back. You never.
Nobody's asked you to pay for it.
And apparently you do get them.
I bet you do. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's literally like that idea of, it's almost like a compo culture. You know?
Yeah.
Say you slipped on your way to getting the drinks.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. It never dawned on me to clear a plate and then, how was that? Well, actually maybe, could you call me an ambulance? It's just that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to complain. Now I've eaten it all. I do feel really unwell. Like, are you serious? Yeah. Was can I just ask you, was the glass supposed to be in it?
Yeah.
You know, like, but no!
It's like, remember you said the other day on the show about you had the hair out of your scampi box.
Oh, my God. This is over the weekend. Now, this weekend, Valentine's night.
When you copped that, right, and you had to fucking remove it from your throat, right?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Did you bin the rest of it?
No, I didn't. I paid, what are you talking about? I paid £7 for that.
I
paid
that's
7 euros.
That's a classic example of where somebody would go back to wherever you bought that. I went, here, come here. Wait, I'll tell you. Right, got a scampi box off of you the other day. A dirty big hair, big black hair down my throat. That nearly made me sick. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Well, do you have a sweet, maybe? Well, no, obviously I ate it all, but I mean.
That's actually true because I went past the place. I was out with my sister. She's the new dog and all. And I ate that scampi on Valentine's night on my own.
Yeah.
Halfway through it. And now, Jim, the hair went down my neck and in me, wiggling in my chest near. And I had to do this. Two fingers.
You were like a sword swallower.
Yeah, so I had to catch it on my tongue. I'll pull it. And it came out and there was batter and bits of chips and all stuck to it. It was fucking disgusting. And then, you know, you pull it out, you go, and you do that.
Yeah.
And then it fell on the ground.
Yeah.
And I went, that's fucking disgusting. And then I went, oh, shit. I pick it up and then I put it into the paper bag.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And then I went like this. My fingers and all off my top. Jeez. And I ate the whole meal after it. I didn't even think about it till now. And I ate the whole meal after it, right?
Yeah.
I sat there going, that was nice. Yeah. And then after I ate the whole, I walked past it. My sister yesterday, see that place. Don't ever go in there again. It's disgusting.
That's magnificent.
Had a hair down for you, yeah.
That's the best. That's the best part.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that is me. I tell you, I was nearly sick. I was green. It was that bad. Oh my God! Did you bring it back to them? Oh no, I ate the rest.
Oh no, sure. I couldn't bring it back. I ate it. That's the worst thing is, and now I'm saying I'll never go to there again. Wait, you see, in a couple of weeks, somebody there. Jeez, I'd love a scammy. Give him the one fucking chance. I probably sacked that dirty old bastard anyway.